Through the Veil TV. Live streaming TV made by psychics, for psychics, helping others around the world. Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Hi, John, how are you?
Dad, how are you? Thank you, I'm good.
That's good. You had a good day?
Yes, it's a mid-afternoon here in New York, a little cloudy, expecting some rain tonight, and tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Okay, Thanksgiving. That's good. Have you got a turkey?
Absolutely, lots of food.
Oh, good. Now, we have a guest in the green room, and he would like, I think his name's Dante, he would like a love reading, I'm pretty sure. So I'll get him in the studio. One moment. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Dante.
I'm awake as much as I physically can on a daily basis.
No, you would like a love reading, wouldn't you?
Well, reading in terms of romance, really, because I realize that love is definitely abundant. But romance, on the other hand, that's a whole different conversation.
Okay, I'll leave you to it.
Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dante, how are you, my friend?
Well, just like I said it before, you know, as much as I physically can, that's kind of how I am, just surviving, really.
No, I hear you. I understand. Okay. Take 3 deep breaths for me, in through your nose. Hold it for 5 seconds and exhale all your negativity. Okay, Dante, I'm seeing a like a garden. Someone in your family take care of a garden currently or in the past, like a family member?
My mother, who's usually like outside but can't really do as much because she lives by herself in Belleville.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing that. I'm seeing like on one of the stems of the flowers is a lot of thorns. And I think that's representing your current life situation. A lot of thorns on it, a lot of curveballs being thrown at you. I'm feeling within a year or two ago that there was someone who broke your heart and you never recovered off that.
Well, more than a couple of years ago, but at least at the same time, pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm. I think you've tried to, because I could feel the type of guy you are. You're kind, outgoing, funny type of guy, sarcastic type of humor. I'm the same way. And I think you're a really smart guy too, and I think the certain people that you've gone out with kind of feel intimidated by you, because I think you're really a brilliant guy. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all.
You say this, why don't I believe you? I want to believe that, but part of me is like, maybe I should calm down, but I don't know. I'll just let you have it. Go ahead.
I just think, you know, you just have a good way about you. You're an intelligent guy. You're a mature guy. You're a lot of fun. And I just think sometimes it kind of just scares some of the women away. I don't think you're doing it intentionally. This is just who you are.
Right. And,
you know, I always say, you know, never change for anyone. You know, be who you are. And as long as you respect yourself, then the respect will come to you.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think when you're with someone and I think you treat them like gold, you're the type of guy that would like pull the chair out and hold the door.
Yes, I've done it before.
But there will be that one person that will appreciate that. I don't think you've met them yet, but you'll know. You'll it's just, you'll know within the first 5 minutes. Because I don't know if I want to call a soulmate, but lots of us feel like a soulmate is a future wife or husband, but not, it, sometimes it could just be a best friend or family member. It's just someone that you connect with instantly that you feel like you've known forever.
Right.
And that goes back to past lives and everything. And that's just a whole other story. But for you, I just think just be who you are and try to be able to raise your awareness a little bit more. Not saying to be fake and phony, but maybe tone it down a drop just about, like, you know, who you are. And are you the type of person that likes to talk more about yourself than listen?
Only if the question is brought up. And okay. When it's brought up, that's where I kind of run off.
Like, yeah.
Need be or necessary, but yeah.
And that's and that's just human. I mean, we're all human right now. So we make mistakes, just like all of us. But I just think, just once you raise your awareness, you will just be a completely different person. Things just kind of flow a lot easier. Okay. If that makes sense.
Somewhat. I will say that there's just a level of me that kind of really doesn't think about my awareness, or at least being aware of what I'm doing to people around me. So it usually is just a matter of letting them talk when they can, but you may make a really good point that it's possible that my intelligence may be rubbing people off in such a different way that it really does mess with them. So,
yeah, and it's just the society we live in now with social media and everything. It's a lot of people don't feel comfortable talking anymore. Everything's by text. You know, my daughter texts her friends who's sitting next to her. I'm like, really? You know? But I just think it's a gen. You know, I think you and I are around the same age, so I think you get it. I'm old school. I like to pick up a phone and talk to someone.
Of course. Yeah.
So. You know, a lot of people growing up, this is all they know. So if you meet someone who's a little younger than you, this is all they know. They don't know the old school way.
Right.
That's really true. But I really think you're a really good guy all around. I really think that love will find you. It's just not the right time at this moment.
Well, clearly not the right time. No, by all means. COVID has kind of screwed things up for the majority of us. Like, I get it. It's really hard. And it's even harder, like, when you live in Minneapolis by yourself, there's only so much to really kind of handle. But I will ask this one question. Do you see of anybody that is in my future in Minneapolis, or is it in a completely different area?
I'm getting pulled towards the East Coast.
East Coast.
As soon as you were in the middle of that sentence, I kind of just pulled towards the East. I'm in New York. I'm not saying it's New York, but I think it's the Eastern time zone. More east and north, so somewhere you're in Minneapolis or somewhere, let's say, from, you know, western New York all the way to the coast or something like that. I don't know if you have family on the East Coast. Do you ever see yourself moving to more east than where you are?
Well, I am involved in the arts. It's like the only other way of kind of seeing it, but I guess it does make sense. I was kind of seeing that, but
So, you know, just again, and that's raising awareness. You know, if you start seeing signs where, you know, a lot of cities, you know, towards the east keep popping up and it's the same one, you see synchronicities, like you keep seeing New York like four times in a day. Be aware of that, because that could be your guides giving you a hint that be aware when you see something with New York or Cleveland or whatever it is.
Right.
But I think you're going to
with New York.
I'm getting that, but not fully New York, but towards the New York area from where you are. But I really think that you just need to do what you do on a daily basis and it will come to you, my friend.
Okay. That's that have to be it for now.
It's all we can do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that reading. That was great.
Thank you, Dante. Good to meet you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us, Dante. All the best.
You as well, man. Have a good one.
Thank you.
(Clears throat) So that was a really good reading, talking about love. The difference when you do a psychic reading and a mediumship reading, that was a full psychic reading where I was just feeling Dante's energy, who he was, his emotions, and that's where I kind of just started feeling it. Spirit did not come in at all. I didn't call for them. This was just mainly a current situation, nothing about a loved one or anything. A lot of people get psychic and mediumship confused. Psychic reading is just the feeling the energy of the person that you're talking about or thinking of, or that's in front of you. Mediumship reading is when you're calling spirit in to assist with messages for from their loved ones, like a grandfather or an aunt or an uncle, whatever it is. Until we get the next reading, I wanted to talk about awakenings. With COVID going on, the last 9+ months have been pretty challenging. I myself found my awakening just pre-COVID. And I think a lot of people are, because a lot of people are home, they have a lot more free time. For myself, I'm working from home most of the time, so I have a lot of time and flexible. And the awakening is something that you just know. Something happens to change your way of thinking, and you start feeling different. It could be feeling a tingling on one side of your body, or a heavy head, or dreaming a lot of spirit. Spirits come to us in our dreams a lot, because when we sleep, a subconscious mind opens up, and we're not using any of our emotions, so we can open the portal to the other side a lot easier. So that's why when you dream of people that have passed, they actually really are there. And most of the time, it's a sign. It's a sign or a message. For me, my entire life, I dreamt of departed souls a lot of times during the week. And I kind of just turned it off. I ignored it. And then just one day, I just started to connect with a spirit guide, and here we are. But listen for the signs. And when you feel the signs, a ringing of the ears, that's a very common one. Most people don't realize. They think, oh, it's that little legend, someone's talking about you. Well, they are. It's spirit. And they're trying to get your attention, but you're just not acknowledging it. So those are the times when those examples are scenarios of different awakenings and your calling, if you want to say. I work in, we have a group in my on my page, and we've been doing mentoring for about 5-6 weeks now, and all of them have progressed really, really well with their awakenings. They're all doing a great job. But connecting is the biggest challenge in the beginning, because the biggest problem people feel is we judge and we don't trust what we're taking. You question yourself. Well, there's not such thing as a coincidence. Whatever you get is what you're getting. It may not make any sense, but eventually it starts making sense. So if you feel or sense something, that energy is there. Spirit is just as excited to connect with us as we are to them. They have a lot of work to do on the other side, and they grow just as much as we grow here. We all have guides. We're all assigned a guide for our life from birth to death. And that guide will be with us for our entire life, guiding us. They're not allowed to get involved with our free will to make decisions. Hi, Katie. Yes, I am. My PayPal address is on the ticker. So what I was saying is trust what you get. Don't question it. Because if you question it, you lose your link. And as you start getting these and trusting what you're getting, it becomes more clear and a lot easier. And that's when your awakening starts, when you connect with your higher self. Now, your higher self is your soul. Our physical body is just like a rental car. So our soul takes over, and our ego and physical emotions fight with that, because that's all we've known our whole lives. So if you start feeling emotional when you're getting a message, you will lose that message. It won't be clear. But if you trust and not use your personal emotion, the message will come in. And then you can distribute it to whoever the message is for. But talk to your guides. Your guides are there for you. Like I mentioned, we're assigned one guide for our life, but we have many guides that come through for a certain part of our life. There could be a guide for school decisions or career, sickness, divorce, whatever it is. They're assigned to help us for that situation, and then they move on. But our main guide stays with us and guides us and will show us a decision to make. It's that example of, do I go left or do I go right? Well, that's our decision to make. They will never tell you which way to go, because they cannot get involved with free will. But the biggest key is just to trust your guides. They could be someone who walked on this earth, or maybe someone who never walked on this earth. My guide is a female, and she was a child during the Civil War. She's with me all the time when I need to ask for guidance with readings. They assist a lot. They will help the loved one convey the message. So the biggest thing with awakenings, as I'm saying, is just trust. Never force it. Never say, I'm going to connect today. Because once you do that, your subconscious mind is winning. And you want to push that out of the way. Start trusting and have patience. Patience is a virtue. We all don't want to be the best medium in the world the first week. We want to give readings because it's very exciting. It's a new way of thinking. But you have to control your emotions, because if you don't, it will burn out very quickly. Patience is a virtue, like I said. So just trust what you get. I love talking about my awakening. It changed me from who I am. It changes the things that you used to like. It changes things. I'm just going through the messages. Sorry. Hi, Tony. Hello, Tony. Sorry, I'm just going through the messages. Beth Young. Beth Young, sure. I'm going to just type it. Okay, I'm just putting you in the queue, Beth. And I think Tony is looking for one as well. Yep, Tony, I think, would like one as well. Okay, they will put you in the green room to come on to have a reading. I think I got everyone. I see Tony, and I see Beth and Katie. So we have those three. Ladies, if you would like, just reply saying that you would like the reading, and then they will see it on the other side to put you through. Anybody have any questions that you want to type? I'd be happy to answer them.
I just want to say, to receive the free reading, you need to be able to get in the studio with us. Did you hear that?
Yes, say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
To receive the free reading on the show, you need to get in, be able to get in the studio with us.
Okay.
Also share the live and like our page. Okay. That's all we ask.
Okay.
Yeah. So let us know. Thank you.
Did you see the three that wanted the reading?
Yes. So the readings are 1277.
Mm-hmm.
But we do give away one on the show for free. So I'm sure it's okay to do another one if you don't mind. But with the others, we'll have to set them up for another show.
Okay. Okay. So who could we bring in now?
Oh, Tony's only saying hi.
Oh, okay. She's only saying hi. Okay. Hi, Tony.
She's one of our regular viewers. She's a medium. She's amazing.
Oh, so very young.
She'll be on the show soon. But okay. If anyone would like reading, we need you to be able to get in the studio, share our live, and like our page, please.
Yeah, Beth Young just popped up that she wanted one as well.
Mm.
So, Beth Young, if you heard what Kat said, please take care of that so we can get a reading for you.
Yeah, we do all this usually before the show. And, yeah, it's okay. It's all good. So just let us know if anyone that wants that free reading, if you want to get in the studio with us.
Okay, so ladies, if you'd like a reading, to please get into the studio so they can patch you through. Ask, or I can just continue about awakening. So what I was saying about awakenings is it changes who you are. Before I had this awakening, I was the biggest sports fan in the world. I watched everything. And now I have not watched 1 minute of anything, no football, no baseball, nothing. I just have no interest, which I never thought I would say. And movies as well. I'm a huge movie buff, and it's very rare that I put the TV on anymore, other than just listening to music. So it just you become the person that you are. And people around you, your loved ones, family, friends, you may see yourself drifting apart from a few of them because they don't understand what you're going through. People who go through this get it. To have the gift is a blessing, but some people just don't understand it, which is fine. Not everyone believes, but it's something that you just embrace. I think we're waiting on Beth. I don't see. I'm just looking to see if Beth is coming in. No, I don't see anything about her yet. Getting back to awakening. So it's just truly a different, it changes everything you do, everything you think. I have a full-time job, and it's just different. It's a lot different at night. I'm doing a lot of readings when I come home, just because we have our group as well on my page. And we do a lot of things in the group that I think everyone appreciates. We do a lot of mentoring. We do free mentoring. We do free readings, and we also do paid readings. So if anybody would like to join it, I'll type it up here on the comments. It's called psychic reading, psychic medium readings and mentoring. So So if you guys want to check that out on Facebook, go ahead and join. We'd love to have you in the group. We have dynamite readers. We have 9 of them, including myself. Thank you, Lori.
Would you like to put the URL in the comments for us, please?
So yes.
That's good you do that.
Yeah, I can't. It's not letting me. I don't see a spot where I can type the comments.
Have you got Facebook open?
Yeah.
You should be able to type it in there.
Okay. Where should I type it on Facebook?
Yeah, just in the comments.
Okay. Thank you, Kat. All right, I just typed it for you. So yeah, I think we have a couple of our group members here. So thank you for the thumbs up. And that's another thing is doing this, you make a lot of friends, a lot of new friends globally. It's people that you've never met before. They're strangers. And then all of a sudden you just all gel together. It's like you've known each other forever. So it's pretty fun to just meet so many new people that can just live on the opposite ends of the globe. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time doing it. And I highly recommend doing a mentoring, whether it's a group or a one-on-one. Because you need that jump start. Once you have your awakening and once you start connecting, you need that guidance of what to say and what not to say when you're delivering a reading. Sorry, I'm just typing something.
Did you put your group link on?
I just typed it to you.
Okay, I couldn't see it. Where did you type it to?
In the private chat.
Oh, okay.
And awakenings can be scary. Can be very scary, not knowing what's going on, feeling a lot of confusion about who you are, and lack of sleep. You wake up a lot of times during the night because spirit is trying to contact you. They want you to connect with them because they have messages to share. And you may get a message for someone that you don't even know, but you may come across that sitter at some point in the future. And so anytime that happens, I write it down of who it was and if their name was given, if their description, because that might give closure to a sitter in the future. when doing readings, it's best to also keep an open mind. I tell sitters because sometimes sitters are nervous, which is understandable. And they'll come in and they'll be blocked. There'll be no connection. And it's very hard to tap into a person's energy and not being able to connect because their physical emotions take over. So, yep, there's my group. Thank you very much. We started our group about a month ago. We have about 150 members now. It's a great group. We have great members and, like I said, great readers. And there's a lot of talent in that group. And everyone's developing really quickly too, which is a good thing. And so, like I said, changing the way you are, you just don't have those physical attributes that you did. We all have them. We all get frustrated. We all get mad, especially during COVID. It's a trying time. But when you have faith and in spirit and you trust what you're getting, it's always going to be right. Everyone talks about that gut feeling. When you just feel something is not right, well, trust that. Because we all have that sixth sense. We all have psychic abilities. It's just others develop them more over time than some other people do. So always trusting that gut, whether it come to taking that job or is this the right person to spend the rest of my life with, or when it comes to any kind of decisions on your job, personally, whatever it is, school, those intuitions that you get are the ones that you should follow, because if you don't, you're changing the path that was given to you. And sometimes the path can catch up with you and go back to where it was, or then sometimes it may not and goes the opposite way. but you trust in your guide and just have faith. Spirituality is not a is everyone has their own religion. I was brought up Roman Catholic, and now everything is just spiritual. It's just be who you are and love yourself, and others will love you. So I've been doing this now for about 9 months, which feels like 9 years. I love doing readings. I prefer videos over a email or text, but sometimes I'll always ask the sitter what they would like to be more comfortable, because some people are not comfortable doing a video. In the age of COVID now, we no longer can do a face-to-face reading at this point. Hopefully down the road we can, but I just feel when you do a video reading, the energy flows. Sometimes I'll just get one word that comes in. I may get the color blue, or I might see a an animal. So it's very easy for me to say, does the color blue mean anything to you, or does a brown bear mean anything to you? And the sitter can build on that, and then they might say, oh yeah, we used to see bears all the time when I was a kid, and then I can build on that. So that tells me that they lived in the woods or they went camping a lot. And then you can build on that. And then sometimes spirit will assist too, where I'll see a fishing pole from a man or a woman, and I know that they love to fish, so that you can just build and build on that. It's truly amazing sometimes what spirit gives you. And sometimes they don't. They like to make you work for it sometimes. Sometimes you can do a reading and it may not make any sense at all. But I will always tell clients that it may not make sense now, but it may make sense down the road. Exactly, Tony. I agree. When I do a email or a text, like in the group, we do a free reading. So we'll post it on the wall, and we'll type up a paragraph or a couple of paragraphs, whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes that's enough for a sitter. But for me, I get a lot of information in, and to type that all out sometimes can be difficult, because you can lose your link because you're trying to type as fast as you can, but you can't. So I agree, Tony, too, that definitely video flows better. It makes it more personal, too. I try to make the reading fun. I can feel the sitter's energy when they sit down or when the video pops up. I could tell if they're nervous or if they're easygoing or this is their first reading. And I just like to make it fun for them to break the ice, as some people are very nervous if spirit comes in. Some people don't understand that spirit is there only in love. That's all they come for. So you just try to make it fun. So that's why I prefer video versus a... makes sense, Tony. Exactly. I agree. It's very true. But some people like a text, and I've done readings by text or private message, and you know, it flows better than an email read. But again, sometimes you're trying to type fast, and sometimes you make spelling errors, and sometimes the sitter won't understand what you're saying, and you got to repeat it, and things can get lost in the thread. An important thing might get missed. When I do my readings on video, they always ask, well, how long is a reading? Is it 30 minutes? Is it 40 minutes? I don't like to set...
Looks like we've lost him. He might come back in a minute. Here we go.
Yeah, we're there. Did we lose?
We lost you for a minute.
Oh, I know, that was weird. Okay. So I don't like to put a time limit on a reading because each one's different. So, and I'll spend time. I won't rush the person. If it goes over an hour, so be it. It's what it is. And I like to usually do a post reading. Where they have their questions, where I'm still somewhat connected, because usually by the end of the reading, spirit drains your energy a lot, and you get to lose that link, and the messages aren't as clear. So I always like to do the post reading as soon as we're done, or I will even say to a sitter that I think that's all I can do at this point. They drain my energy, and I'll be honest about that, because the last thing I ever want to do is tell a sitter something that's not true. I believe in being honest, and if I can't answer it, I will tell you. I just don't know. I can't connect, and I cannot get that link for you. And I apologize, but you never know what's going to happen when you go into a reading. Sometimes you might get four or five energies that come in, and you may get one or two and that doesn't resonate, which is frustrating as a medium as well, because somebody's sitting in front of you. Thank you, Lori. It's true what she says. It's if you're open to receive that, and some sitters will not like what you tell them. I try not to make it personal, but sometimes it becomes, then I will ask, is it okay? But if they don't like what they hear, they'll keep asking the same question over and over. And that can be frustrating as well, because I'm not going to just tell you something that you want to hear, because that's just taking advantage of the gift. Honesty is the most important thing when you're doing a reading, because you have to take the sitter's feelings. You don't know what they've been through. They could just be coming over a recent passing, and you don't know what their emotional state is. So I always go in to a reading that I am the sitter. How would I want to be treated? How would I want to be spoken to? So that's how I will do it, and I will make the reading applicable to the sitter as well by just reading their energy. who was that? Looks like somebody wanted. Okay. Looks like somebody's coming through, maybe. So that's the most important thing, is just being open. I always tell a sitter when I'm doing the reading is to you know, the last 10 minutes before we start, just try to keep an open mind, just try to keep calm, whether it's putting a meditation music on or listening to the waves of the ocean. It's very important because it just makes the messages clearer. Yes, please contact, if you'd like a reading, please contact the page and like it. And then we can get you into the studio. We have about 15 minutes left, so I'll be able to probably do two more readings if we have.
So we've done a free reading. So the readings on the show now are $12.77. But if you'd like to be on one of our shows for a free reading, please contact our page. But if you'd like another $12.77. We give away one on a show. That's what we're doing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You are on a delay.
You don't say anything. I don't know if you can hear me.
Tony, I open with a crystal ball. When breathing with clients, it helps open to up. Yep, absolutely. Whatever works. I don't use any candles or any sage or anything like that, but yeah, it's totally cool if you do that. It just makes the area have the energy. The energy flows a lot better. Lots of times, if a sitter has strong abilities, you're able to notice it, and then that really helps with the reading because if you tap into that sitter's energy, now you're combining both of your energies. So your awareness and your my mind went blank. Your awareness and your vibration will increase, and the messages will be a lot clearer. When mediums are developing, everyone knows what the clairs are. Each medium has a different clair that they're stronger in than others. Some have clairvoyance where they can see spirit, or clairaudient where they hear them. I'm claircognizant. I feel them. I feel and the sense of knowing. That's how I do my readings. Yeah, agree, Tony. Yeah, light language mantra is good too. Yeah, I agree. That's very good. So people's clairs are different. The sense of knowing and the sense of feeling is how I do my readings. I can feel spirit all the time. They come through 24/7 for me, but sometimes I have to tune it out just because we all have normal lives with children and everything. And you have to tune it out. Sometimes you just need to give yourself a break because you could burn yourself out. But everyone has these clairs. These are your sixth sense. Clairaudient, sometimes you can just hear things a lot better than other people can, especially with spirit. They don't talk like the way we're speaking right now. Oh, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. Tell them I said hello. Tony mentioned that you definitely have some big angels around you. Love it. That's awesome. Yeah, I always sense Archangel Michael and Raphael sometimes. They sometimes come around. Yes, Alexa, he is an earth angel. But the clairs are very important because that's how readings are based. Some mediums have all their clairs developed, and those are really advanced ones. But usually when you're a developing medium, you start with two of them that are stronger than the others, and you work on that. You ask your guides to help you out to develop them. using clairs makes the reading a lot easier. I will ask guides to help instead of showing me visually seeing, I will ask them to just pure white 50-foot angel beings. Thank you, Tony. Tony's giving me the play-by-play here. Thank you. You're like the head coach on the sidelines. We have the headphones on with the clipboard. Thank you, Tony. So I will ask my guides to bring the spirit closer so I can sense them and feel them. I can feel their emotions. They can show me their emotions, what they were towards the end of their life, or they can show me a time in their life where their emotions were happy, sad, angry, whatever it might be. And whatever emotion they show. Hi, Kyle.
Would you like to do a group card so everyone can see you, Ray?
I couldn't hear you with your dog. Sure.
It's up to you. Ray?
Did anybody, so what would you like? You want to do a group card for everyone?
Just, yeah, a card for everyone so we can, I can all see how good you are at reading.
Okay.
And because we've got 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Laurie's saying yes, please.
Okay. Let me see. Give me a minute. I'm going to... Let's see. Oh, wow, Tony, thank you. You know, Geeks of Queen Sheba and Galaxy Star beings. That's interesting. Wow, very cool. The group card is love and relationship. I think that is a really hot topic for everyone. During these COVID times, we're spending a lot more time with our families. A lot of relationships have been tested during this time. There's been a lot of divorce. There's been new relationships that have blossomed. Not just love relationships, but friends and new people that come into your life. So I think if everyone has that love feeling that we all have, when you put that out there, it comes back to you. And during this time, I think it's really important that we all try to love each other, especially ourselves, because I think once we get past this whole COVID issue, people are going to realize what is important and what's not. A lot of people have lost family members due to this. A lot of people dealt with sickness due to COVID. So it's a very trying time mentally and physically. So I just think if we all love each other, it will make the world a better place. And we have 5 minutes left. We have 5 minutes. If anyone would like to get a reading in, please like the page and we'll bring you into the studio. Anyone? Well, just to end, hope everyone understands about awakenings. And what they mean, and what they bring to help the world. There's been a lot of awakenings in the last 6, 7, 8 months. So I think it's important for everyone to thank you, Tony. Same here. Thank you for the play-by-play. So I think that's how we should leave off tonight. Times together where we can be mask free, and same to you, Tony. being mask-free and just going back to the way life was. That's how I'd like to end it. And I want everyone to have a, if you celebrate Thanksgiving here in the States, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family. Whether it's a virtual one or an in-person one, just stay safe. Let's beat this COVID thing so we can just go back to normal. And if anybody else has any questions, I think that will wrap.
Through the Veil TV. Thank you for watching today. You can find information on our psychics on our Facebook page. Please leave them a review on their pages.